Good evening, everyone. John Cody here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in a Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Badox. And L. Hansen Motors of Badox, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. Joshua Kristen Kultz was arraigned Monday in Huron County Circuit Court on two counts of probation violation. The allegations stem from May 13, 2026, and include a technical violation for noncompliance with electronic monitoring and consuming alcohol, and a non-technical violation for using or possessing alcohol beverages. Kultz, represented by attorney Scott R. Bigger, stood mute, and a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Judge Frill advised Kultz of his rights, including the right to a full probation violation hearing. The prosecution requested a $10,000 bond, citing a prior operating while intoxicated conviction causing serious injury. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, noting Kultz's cooperation and efforts to avoid alcohol. The court set the bond at $5,000 with 10% deposit, citing public safety concerns but not flight risk. A full probation violation hearing is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 11 a.m. And Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court has set a trial date for Carter James Prill. The judge, addressing a shared last name, confirmed no personal connection to the defendant. A two-day trial is scheduled for October 6, 2026. All final motions, plea agreements, and defense notices must be filed by September 14th. The defendant's bond remains set at $3,500, 10%. And Judge Frill set a $300,000 bond for Kimberly Ann Wilkinson in a show cause hearing in Huron County Circuit Court. The case involves three felony files with outstanding court obligations totaling $29,971.85, primarily restitution. The last payment was recorded on October 6, 2023. A motion for show cause was filed on April 10, 2026, after Ms. Wilkinson failed to appear in court. The bond covers all three files. And a probation violation hearing in Huron County Circuit Court for Maishan Terrence Thomas is currently on hold in Michigan. The defendant failed to appear for the scheduled 11 a.m. start time on Monday, May 18th. Defense counsel Michael A. Morosky informed the court that Mr. Thomas had communicated he was on his way. The court has set a deadline of 12 p.m. for the defendant's appearance. If Thomas did not report by noon, Assistant Attorney General Sarah Brenner would request a bench warrant for his arrest with a body bond only condition. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Federal Aviation Administration implements new software standards for commercial drones. The Federal Aviation Administration has finalized a new set of digital certification rules for commercial unmanned aircraft systems. in operating in U.S. airspace. The update mandates that all commercial drones weighing over 55 pounds utilize encrypted navigation software to prevent GPS spoofing. Commercial operators have been granted an 18-month grace period to update their fleets to compliant systems. The FAA stated that the measures are necessary due to the rapidly increasing volume of automated delivery drone flights over suburban areas. Industry trade groups have expressed concern regarding the compliance costs for smaller logistics businesses. In other national news, Supreme Court hears arguments on interstate water rights along the Colorado River. The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments today in a pivotal case concerning the allocation of water from the Colorado River Basin. The legal dispute involves a challenge to existing distribution quotas, with upper basin states arguing that changing climate patterns necessitate an immediate renegotiation of historical legal agreements. Lower basin states contend that sudden reductions in their water allotments would destabilize agriculture sectors and municipal supplies for millions of residents. Legal analysts expect the court's ruling to establish a new precedent for how federal compacts manage dwindling natural resources across state lines. A final decision is projected by the end of the current judicial term. When we come back from this L. Hansen Motor sponsor message, we'll continue on with our international news.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our international news. Japan and South Korea conduct joint maritime search and rescue drills. The maritime border agencies of Japan and South Korea commenced a series of coordinated search and rescue maneuvers in the waters separating the two nations. The drills represent the latest step in a bilateral effort to enhance tactical communication and emergency response times during severe maritime incidents. Observers noted that the joint exercises reflect a continuing stabilization of diplomatic and security relations between Tokyo and Seoul. The maneuvers involved simulated responses to civilian vessel collisions and hazardous material spills, utilizing synchronized drone surveillance units. Both nations plan to institutionalize the drills as an annual security event. In other international news, United Kingdom proposes strict new limits on corporate carbon offsetting. The British government has introduced a draft regulatory framework aimed at tightening the rules governing corporate carbon offsetting claims. The proposed legislation would require UK-registered corporations to prove that any carbon credits used to claim net zero status are derived from verified long-term carbon removal projects rather than temporary avoidance schemes. The announcement sparked immediate debate within the financial sector, with industry groups warning that overly rigid definitions could suppress investment and developing world conservation projects. Government climate ministers maintain that stricter standards are essential to prevent corporate greenwashing and ensure genuine progress towards statutory emissions targets. Well, when we come back from the Stosin Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
This is Ethan Stilson. Where do you go when you've had an accident and want the best body and paintwork in the thumb?
That's easy. Stilson Collision on Fallon Road, north of Bad Axe. This is Jade Stilson. Our certified technicians with over 95 years combined experience will get your car looking great again.
This is Emery Stilson. If you get into an accident, call my dad at Stilson Collision at 989-553-3649. Located 2 1/4 miles west of Fillion, on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.
This is Luke Stilson. At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on North Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.